Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Booker T and the MGs, it's time is tight for bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to not be a new friend, though. Tracy Jones is the president of Tremendous Leadership. Tremendousleadership.com is where you can go to find out all about her and the leadership consulting work that she does, and that she's taken over and channeling the Charlie Tremendous Jones, her father, who co-authored the book with her, A Message to Millennials, What Your Parents Didn't Tell You and What Your Employers Need You to Know. I'm going to say, Tracy, by the way, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on your book and all your success. I'm going to say that what your parents told you, but you didn't listen to them. But that could be all generations, right?
Well, you know what? And somebody said that to me. They're like, well, I don't like this because my parents told me. And I'm like, yeah, mine did too, and I didn't listen. So if your parents told you, you can celebrate that.
Right.
But a lot of them, the ones that have come to me, and you know as well as I do, you got to be ready to hear it. I mean, you got to be ready to ingest it. We hear a lot of stuff. But just in the event they didn't hear it, through no fault of anybody's, I just want to make sure they know it, because these are the lessons that if you got early, that's great. But if you didn't get, that's okay. You can still catch up and get these lessons and flow right into the workforce. But you have to get them. You can't.
What do you say in your book about this? I've been trying to help my millennials understand that just because something's older than 48 hours doesn't mean it's irrelevant. In other words, I don't care how much technology you adopt and you love, your life is still going to be governed by the fundamentals.
Absolutely.
And the fundamentals are all older than Google.
Well, and I've heard many great authors and teachers say, read a new book and then read two of the super texts, anything 50 years and older.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the greats that put us on. We think we're so smart now.
But they won't sit still. But they don't. But the millennials don't want to sit still for that because I mean, I'm telling you, if it's over 48 hours, and I'm being a little facetious here.
I know.
They're like, and if I could tell them one thing, I'd say, find a way to gain some respect and admiration for the fundamentals. And that could be a person. The fundamentals could be a person who's been there. Your boss.
The great leaders are going to read it because they know they have to draw on the greatest minds of all time.
Yep.
So even though most of them won't, you will talk to a few that do, and you can tell because you can tell of the depth and breadth of their knowledge. If we think that everything that happened great in the world happened during our lifetime, that is just so silly. I mean, that's a woeful ignorance. Look at everything else that is going on throughout time. The other thing is, Jim, as a leader and as a follower, the greatest comfort I get is reading how the greats, like Lincoln or Churchill or God, some of these other guys, the pain and suffering they went through in leadership roles, because it lets me know people are people, and this is the way it's going to be, and adversity is how you build character, and it gives me great comfort. Otherwise, if you look at everything on social media, you think if you don't have it easy or aren't making $1 million in 6 months, there's something wrong with you. And that's terrible, because that's not true.
There is a list, and I use it all the time, of all the things that Lincoln failed at over about a 30-year period. And it would have taken down a normal man, a regular human being. It would have taken them down. The deaths, the break. He had a couple of nervous breakdowns.
Right.
And
absolutely,
to think that he came back and became one of the greatest people in history. I mean, those are the kinds of things that I like to read about. I want to hear about how the greats suffered.
Well, it teaches you resiliency. And one of the things I talk about in the book of followership and A Message to Millennials is exposure to experience and production to perfection. You're going to mess it up in the beginning. Nobody steps up to the bat and hits the home run. And learning from the greats, I'm working on my doctorate, as I said, they're called super texts. And anything 50 years or older is considered in the canon of great human knowledge. Wow, to be a great human, you need to read all of, you know, Aristotle, Plato, all the great, Mortimer Adler has a great book where he condensed all of great Western thought into the books you need to read. Even if you just skim them, there's so much, you become such a richer person because you become a conglomeration of all those great minds. And if you knew my father, that's why he was always pouring out these
yep.
unbelievable thoughts, because he was pouring so much in. And then it ingrains in you, and you come out with this incredible hybrid leader-follower across the ages person, and you shine at everything you do in the workplace.
Well, if I could say anything to millennials, I would just say slow down a little bit, and this person who is willing to spend time with you, who's older than you, who's been to town a couple of times, slow down, and if they take the time to talk to you, listen to them. Even though you may not like what they say, listen to them because it's golden.
Absolutely. Jim, that's the whole premise of the book. If you can't follow, you'll never be able to lead. And follower insurance means that you're an apprentice.
Right.
And you're a co-leader. But you have to listen and accept instruction and correction. Otherwise, you can't lead. Because if you don't think, you just can't. I mean, it's
you can't be a leader if you've never been a follower.
Exactly. So we teach them that. And the sooner, and then followership becomes a joy. And every job, no matter if it's not your dream job, you're learning and you're developing and you're becoming more tremendous.
And you also learn that the great leaders were actually servants.
Yes. Well, that's the whole premise of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
yes.
And that's, folks, that's what you'll learn in this book, A Message
yes,
to Millennials by Charlie T. Jones and Tracy Jones. It's a family affair. Hey, Tracy, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you so much.
Can I have
much.
The website one more time, please?
www.tremendousleadership.com.
Check it out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.